Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
Someone does you wrong, and they owe you. Being just, they may owe you. Or at least from your perspective, they owe you. Maybe you can prove it. Maybe it's something that involves some kind of contract, something in writing. Maybe, just maybe, it was a handshake. Some of you say a handshake doesn't mean anything anymore. For some, it still does. And someone has hurt you, offended you, they owe you, you want to get paid back for whatever it was. And this goes beyond money. This goes beyond finance. It includes finance, but it goes beyond that. Let me pause at this point and ask you. Have you ever done anything wrong? Show your hands. Look at the person next to you and say, you better raise them. I know some of you, you should be raising two hands. Of you who raised your hand or two, have you ever confessed it to God and asked Him to forgive you? You can answer that within your own heart and mind. When you came to Him sincerely, did you find grace? Did you find mercy? Did you find forgiveness? Did you find instruction? Did you find correction? Did you find all the things that would give you hope as you walked away with your debt canceled? It's a wonderful feeling. And not just a feeling. It's wonderful to go through the process of trying to wrap your mind around the truth that your debt was just canceled. I don't know how many of you in this room have ever paid something off. Obviously, knowing the average age in here, we've paid something off. It's a beautiful feeling. It is a beautiful feeling. It is just like having your debt canceled. And wrapping your mind around that God could be this gracious to me. How is it then, the one I am so grateful to and has called me to, with His help and through my stumbling and falling short, to still stay on the track of becoming like Him for other people, that we could put our pride aside and destroy the walls we've built within and somehow measure what someone else has done as if it is worse than what we did, and now we kind of deserve the canceling of our debt, but somehow the other person who owes us in our mind, in whatever way, does not deserve it. Grace is not deserved, my friend. It is something that is given, something that is offered. Grace and mercy is something that is given. It can be asked of us, be patient, give me time, I'll work it out, I'll make things right. And we can offer grace and mercy in response and say, okay. We can offer grace and mercy in a variety of ways, all the way to the extent of saying, you know what, it's solved, it's canceled, don't think about it again, you're free. Let me ask you, what would you think if I, as the pastor of this church, fired up a Facebook account? Don't applaud yet, those of you who are in favor. Right now, I am not on Facebook. I have not been for years. The first time I did it, I lasted 10 minutes. I was done. I closed my account. I couldn't keep up with all the notifications. It was like, my goodness, I never knew so many busy, people were interested in my life. I am not downing Facebook, so that's not the point. It's like everything else. It's how we manage things and what is our character and our virtue and our nature. But what would you think of me as a pastor if I fired up Facebook and I started to post, I think that's what it's called, post on my wall or in your wall. Those of you who don't know what that is, it's just typing out things that people can read on my page, and I can also type out things and put it on other people's pages, and if they don't take it off there, it stays there, and then there can be a whole stream of comments that go up and down, and I don't know, days, weeks, months, lifetimes, whatever. If some of you are saying no, after a while they drop off and delete. Forgive my ignorance. You get the point. If I fired up Facebook and I started to give your name from when you came into my office or I met you at your home or at a restaurant or talked to you in the parking lot or somewhere else, and I started to tell about all the things that you have done or that you struggle with or that you're tempted by, I would get a lot of readers. But would you come back to this church? Maybe once to meet me in my office and beat the tar out of me. Hey, don't clap about that. I know who you are, John. Not only would they not come back here, but maybe once, there's a chance, knowing humanity and being around them, that they're not going to maybe land even at another church. It's enough to take them out of fellowship with people and not trust people. And yet, I have confessed personally so many things over my lifetime to God that He has had to forgive me, and for some things more than twice. And now I have created this stumbling for the person, but not only the person, because news travels. Other people start to look at you maybe different, but I'll tell you this, they sure look at me different. There's that guy. There's that pastor who posted this stuff. Listen, if you put the standard on me and trust me not to do those things in conversation and on Facebook or wherever else, then how is the standard different for you? You call yourself, I call myself, a Christian. But you don't know what that person's done. Maybe I don't. But I'll tell you what, if it was between you and them, keep it between you and them and God. And keep your mouth shut and your fingers off the keyboard. Because the kingdom of heaven is like this. If you have received forgiveness and grace from God, and turn around and damage someone else who you feel owes you by what you type and what you say, be sure enough, like in Matthew 18, your sin of this is going to find you. And there will be a call in. And the Master of Heaven, who you have found grace and mercy in, will not just call you servant or friend alone. He's going to put a word before it. And in Christendom, this is a bad word. He says to you, to me, you wicked servant. Wicked is contrary to God. There is no shade of gray here. It is light and dark. And I don't care if you speak in tongues. If you don't have love, and without pride, and without your little vengeance, then you and I, we're just noise, man. You think that person's going to come into this church when you have done this to them, or I have done this to them? You think they're going to come through these doors? And I'll tell you this, it's just not what you think is shedding this justified bad light upon them. Listen, if they have bad fruit, it will be recognized. It does not need your help. Doesn't need your help. We've got to expose it. Well, Jesus, He exposed those Pharisees, therefore, hey, when you get as holy as Jesus, then you go right ahead. You can say that louder. You sure clapped earlier, John, when they were going to put me in a noose. Now I get a little, well, that's pretty good preaching. I'm going to tell you something. I want to share this with you. When you do these things in conversation or online, through whatever program, software, server, web, whatever it is, you got to know something. You might find somebody that stirred this up by saying something and you chimed in. Or you started it and someone chimed in and agreed with you? I got news for you. It's not making you look very good. I don't care if there's some truth in what you're saying about the person. It does not make you look good at all. It shows right up at the forefront of where you lack. And you are doing more damage, you don't see this, you are doing more damage to yourself than you are to the person. I don't care if you got a little camp of people to agree with you. It's not about the little camp of people. It is about, there's a point where you're going to be called in. Listen, the kingdom of heaven is like this. The Father's going to treat you like you have treated them. Because that is what is just. And you have not made room for His grace to enter your life to bring forth fruit. You're defaming people on Facebook or wherever. Hey, it's real easy. They're not standing there in front of you and it's easy. You're in your room and your fingers get to the keyboard and enter, post. You got 7 likes. Wow. Is that like close to viral? Right? Did I use that word right? Thanks. Listen, it is that you're showing that you are sick and you have a virus in your person. Matthew 18, it goes through. And it tells us, when we have a debt canceled with God, how we're supposed to conduct ourselves. And calling people jerks or losers or whatever you do online, it speaks of your area of life where you are lean in your character. And you think they're going to walk through these doors and be happy to see you standing as an usher or whatever in this church? And they're going to feel warm and welcomed and come in here and have the attitude to grow in Christ? You might say things against them like, oh, they come to church and they put on that phony smile and fake smile and, you know, and this is what they did and they deserve to. Rah, rah, rah. Listen, you have just crossed the line and you have become like the one who now owes. You are the one who's now trespassed. I want to encourage you, if there was something on your wall or that you put on someone else's wall, and I don't know how all this works, but you better go back and delete it, retract it, and the second part is post that I am sorry. I have been wrong. I should have never conducted myself like this for the world to see. No, let's just sing the song about pride going away. It's just so much nice. It's nice to just agree with it and sing it. We don't have to do it. The corruption of our character gets exposed. I want to read you something in closing. From the book of James, chapter 3, verse 9. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. We're here at church, raise our hands, sing the song, maybe come up front, volunteer in a ministry. We put on the show, and we don't feel like it's a show. We're trying to be sincere, and we walk out of this place, and on, I don't know, Tuesday or Thursday or whatever, we're cursing the person who owes us or who just cut us off or whatever happened. Now you got to put it online so everybody can know how bad it was and what you experienced that day, and look out for this person. Really? Really? That's what the body of Christ does between Sundays? That's how we conduct ourselves at work and in our home? The kingdom of heaven is like this. You wicked servant. Oh, but Jesus, isho la rasa ta la. No, you wicked servant. I tithe. No, you wicked servant. But I volunteer. You wicked servant. In the previous chapter of James, verse 12 and 13, it says, speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom. Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone. Turn to the person next to you and say, I don't care what your title is, you're an anyone. Your title? Your wealth, your fame does not make you exempt from being anyone. Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy? Not giving someone the judgment they deserve. That's mercy. You deserve to be punished. You deserve to be exposed. You deserve to, you know, stand before a judge and a jury and locked up. And mercy does not give what is deserved in the way of judgment, punishment. But anyone, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Those of you who believe upon Christ, you better be glad that mercy triumphs over judgment. Because I know what I deserve. And if you're honest, you know what you deserve. But you have found mercy in God. And you are called to make good on that mercy by being merciful. And if you don't, then judgment will be carried out in your life, Mr. or Mrs. Anyone. Part of loving God effectively is how we love people around us. And it's easy to love those that love you back. But love goes beyond how we're treated. Who have you shaken your fist at it this week? Who have you sent some gesture to? Who have you said something on Facebook about? Well, it wasn't that bad. I was just kind of agreeing. All I did was push like on someone else's criticism of this person. Oh, yeah, that's not as bad. The kingdom of heaven is just like what you heard this morning, read from His Word. Where you need to make restitution, you better make it. Because I will tell you this in warning, I'm trying to save you something. Let me speak from experience in my own life and talking and sharing with others over years of ministry. And I know I look too young, but in a couple of weeks I will have been in full-time ministry for 29 years. In that amount of time, I've heard some things. And I will tell you, if you don't respond to His conviction privately, when He's convicting you, He loves you enough to take it to the next level. Heavier conviction. Heavier conviction. Heavier conviction. You're going to get irritable. You're going to get crabby. You're going to get angry. You're going to get short. You're not going to be operating at the top of your game. You're going to just be, and then you're going to start to form a pattern of life. And then all of a sudden, your character is going to be exposed beyond just between you and God. All to bring you to a point of recognition to say, you know what, this is another opportunity. I didn't listen before. I didn't listen all the other times privately when God was coming to me. Now someone else knows. It's a sign. I have to deal with this. Or am I going to explain it away? Am I going to argue it away like I am more clever, let my pride set in, and continue to move towards death or eternity and be found out that I was in anyone? God's Word is doing me and you a favor this morning. I hope that you will find in it grace and mercy and hope and the empowerment of His Spirit to be transformed, for me to be changed. And it's not just, oh, I'm going to withhold from Facebook. I appreciate the change in your conduct. That helps. But we have to be transformed in here, where then it changes our conduct. You and I have to come into agreement in our mind and in our heart with what he says is true. And there is no way around it. You don't have some special agreement with God on the side, different from everybody else. And you can't wave what was done to you in God's face and say, I'm justified. You have been shown mercy. You are required to show mercy. Stand up, please, all over this room. Holy Spirit, I need you to remind me, to cause me to recall your word in my life every day and night, just as those who are standing with me all over this room. We want this building and our gatherings to be, Lord, with your help, times of mercy, times of grace, times of justice, and times of hope and peace, all under the covering of who you are and your love. May we know what it is to walk under conviction of the Holy Spirit in your word. Where we are weak, may we lean on you. Your strength and grace is sufficient. Transform us by the renewing of our mind, that our conduct would be different. We would know what your will is. We want to be a living church. We want to open up our arms and our life to people, whether we're in this place or outside this place. So help us to be a light in this world. And if we have to be online, help us to be a light there. Don't let us think more of ourselves than we should, as if we are the police of everybody else's life. Help me, help us to mind our own business and know when to keep our mouth shut and keep our opinions to ourselves. And work out our personal vengeance in your presence on our knees and our own life. Help us to take correction. Help us to take instruction with gladness, so that this would be a place and we would be a people of hope for those who are broken and for one another. So forgive us. And help us pitch in with your Holy Spirit to clean up our life. So let us walk with joy. Let us do justly. Let us love mercy. And walk humbly with our God. In Jesus' name, amen. Look at me, please, just before you go. And those of you who call this your home church, would you just take a moment and smile at me and say, Pastor, thank you. I may not mean it right now, but I promise to work through it. Friends, I care about you, and I care about our souls. I care about your life, your family, and your friends. And I don't want us to step into the pitfalls, and I don't want us to set up barriers for people in their life with Christ and their life with the body of Christ. None of us, including the person on this platform, is perfect. But I can't use that as some excuse and give me license to continue to live in opposition to Matthew 18. So smile at me. and say, well, finally you clap, now I can let you go. No, that wasn't the point. Okay, I want you to hear, this did not come with some yardstick and just, but I'll tell you what, you and I need to know this if we're going to be fruitful in this life. You want great revival and outpouring, and that's great when we're together, but we contradict it. Why would God bring it and risk the credibility of his outpouring here because of the way we live during the week?
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is the ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.